Of all things, compose away. The new era is looking for original hymns and songs that can be printed in the magazine. If you have a song about a gospel topic floating around in your head, or you've already put it on paper, why not send it to us? Send your submissions to In Tune, New Era, 50 East North Temple, Salt Lake City, Utah, 84150. If you have any questions, email us at cur-editorial-newera@ldschurch.org. Follow the Prophet, Framed with Faith. After receiving a request from his ward in Winnemucca, Nevada, Eric Werthlin gratefully accepted the challenge to create a visual aid to help the primary children in his ward learn to follow the Prophet. It took talent, but mostly a lot of preparation and hard work to complete this project for the primary. Eric closely studied his subjects, and once he started his pastel drawing, it took him 10 days to complete it. "I enjoyed working on this drawing," Eric says. "It felt good to use the talents I've been blessed with for our primary. And the primary children really appreciate the picture of the prophets done especially for them. It helps them learn to follow and love the prophets more." Like the pioneers of 1847 who ventured west along a trail that kept them relatively close to life-sustaining fresh water from rivers, we need to follow and partake of the living water of Christ to refresh our faith and sustain our efforts as we travel the road through mortality. Ensign, May 1997, page 61, Elder M. Russell Ballard of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles. Most of us probably think of the hymn, "Come, Come, Ye Saints," as an anthem for the pioneers. It was written in 1846 by William Clayton as he traveled from Nauvoo, Illinois, to Winter Quarters, Nebraska. The next year, he was part of the first company of pioneers to start the trek to Utah. Before writing the words to the hymn, William had been worried about his wife, whom he had to leave behind in Nauvoo because she was pregnant and not able to travel. On the morning that he wrote "Come, Come, Ye Saints," William had just received news of his son's birth. He actually wrote new words to an old hymn. Those new words quickly became popular with the traveling saints, who needed uplifting music to help them through the trials of their journey. Many of the pioneers died before their journey was through, but their faithfulness has brought us a happy day. It is our responsibility to carry on their legacy of faithfulness and to declare, "All is well, all is well." See Hymns number 30. The road to the Salt Lake Valley was not all tears and hardship. The saints were a joyful people despite their conditions, and they managed to sing and dance on many occasions during the journey westward. The Nauvoo Brass Band, led by William Pitt, was formed to accompany the Nauvoo Legion during its drills, and it also played for special occasions. When the saints left Nauvoo, the band provided entertainment for the camps. As the pioneers journeyed through Iowa, the brass band also performed for local settlers, earning money and supplies for the needy saints. During the westward journey, the band members began to go their separate ways, but the Nauvoo Brass Band later reunited in Utah and performed again for some time. Test your LDS IQ. 1. When the saints left Nauvoo, Illinois, President Brigham Young organized them into companies of hundreds, fifties, and tens, with captains for each company. What was the name of the main body of saints that Brigham Young was president of? A. Brigham's Pioneers. B. Zion's Camp. C. Camp of Israel. C. Camp of Israel. 2. Which of the following men was the government explorer who provided reports and maps of the West that were valuable to the Saints in their settlement of the Salt Lake Valley? A. John C. Fremont, B. Porter Rockwell, C. William Clark. A. John C. Fremont. 3. On modern highways, how long would it take you to drive a car from Winter Quarters, Nebraska, to the Salt Lake Valley? A. About 8 hours. B. About 15 hours. C. About 34 hours. B. About 15 hours. 4. How long did it take Brigham Young and his company to travel from Winter Quarters to the Salt Lake Valley? A. About 3 months. B. About 6 months. C. About 8 months. A. About 3 months. 5. In what order were the following states home to the headquarters of the church? A. Vermont, New York, Ohio, Missouri, Illinois, Utah. B. New York, Missouri, Ohio, Illinois, Utah. C. New York, Ohio, Missouri, Illinois, Utah. C. New York, Ohio, Missouri, Illinois, Utah. End of All Things.
Side 4 of the New Era magazine.